Last night, I kept getting up, glory as a witness, in the middle of the night, and a thought would come to mind, so I had to write it real quick before I forgot. Let's open our Bibles to Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. You know, once you find it, we're not going to read our passage right away, but that's going to be the passage of which we're going to look at this evening. But when we analyze the first coming of Christ to this earth, we cannot but stop to think and to look on how Christ's ministry was centered around serving. You know, Christ came. And if you analyze his ministry, it was constantly people needing something, constantly somebody wanting to be healed, constantly somebody wanting something from our Lord. In fact, in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, we read, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life for a ransom for many." You know, the word they're ministered to simply means Christ came to serve. And I submit to you this evening, if we are going to be Christ-like, then we need to start serving. Because that's why Christ came to the earth. And if we're going to follow in his steps, in 2 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, we read, "For even hereto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in his steps." The title of my message this evening is, "Are you safe to serve or to grow stagnant?" What are we safe for, brother? And let's start with a word of prayer and we will get into our passage. Lord, I just pray that, Lord, hide me behind the cross and work in our hearts here this evening. We ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As we have seen, serving was the heart of Christ's ministry. John 3:16 is a verse that we all know. God so loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave. Brethren, if we love God, then that should result in serving God. This evening, we're going to look at three brief points. First of all, the first point we're going to look at is servanthood begins with a proper mindset. Servanthood begins with a proper mindset. Secondly, servanthood comes through selflessness. And then lastly, we're going to look at servanthood, the Savior's ultimate example. Philippians chapter 2, we're going to start reading in verse 2, but our first point comes from verse 3. So, Philippians chapter 2, verse 2, "Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man at his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men." First of all, servanthood begins with a proper mindset. Notice in verse 3, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem other better than themselves." You know, it starts with our attitude about serving. Bible says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Vainglory means self-esteem or empty pride. Let me ask you a question this evening. Why do you serve? What is the motive behind serving? What is our attitude about serving others? That's actually the second point. Notice, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. You know, if we have the mentality that we're above our fellow brethren, or as a matter of fact, that we're above anybody else, we will not have the mentality to serve our fellow brethren. And again, I want to emphasize that if we're not serving, then we're not being Christ-like. No, let each esteem others. In our passage, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. It starts with humility, brethren. If we're going to serve, we must take ourselves out of the position where we think we should be and put ourselves under our fellow brethren in need. But let each esteem others better than themselves. You know, again, that points to humility. You know, when I'm being prideful, I'm thinking I'm better than my brother. But when I'm esteeming, when I am putting them above me, their needs above my need, then will I have the proper mindset to servanthood. Andrew Murray once wrote, "A faithful servant may be wiser than the master, and yet retain the true spirit and posture of a servant. The humble man looks upon the feeblest and unworthiest child of God, and honors him and prefers him in honor as the son of a king." Brother, maybe we're not serving the way we should because we don't have the proper mentality. We don't have the proper mindset. We think we're better than somebody else. And if we have that mentality, we are not going to serve anybody else. And that leads us to our second point. Servanthood comes through selflessness. Servanthood comes through selflessness. Verse 4. "Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others." Brethren, if we have the right mentality that we're nothing and that we're going to be a blessing, then we're going to turn our focus away from our own ambitions, from our own little world, and we will start reaching out to others. Notice, your concerns will not revolve around you alone. Or notice, the Bible says, your own thing. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. We must be willing to sacrifice. You know, sometimes serving is not easy, especially when you have a full-time job, especially when you have a family and you fill in the blank. But sometimes serving requires us to sacrifice of our time, our ambitions, even our own agenda sometimes must be put aside so we can serve others. But again, when we are serving, we are following Christ's footsteps. You know, I find a lot of times when I'm too busy to serve, it's simply I'm being too selfish with my own agenda. You know, when I'm too busy to serve, I'm always counting on somebody else to help out with something or to get that done. And you know, when I'm too busy to serve, I simply don't have the mind of Christ. And as a result, I'm not obeying His word. So, brethren, are we more concerned with our own agenda Or are we looking for ways in which we can serve God and in ways we can serve other people? You know, this is one thing that I try to apply to my life, but I fail in it almost on a daily basis. Maybe if I'm too busy to serve, I need to reprioritize my life and not revolve it around myself. You know, a lot of times I find it true in my life that if I can't do something for another person, it's because I need more time for myself. So, brethren, if we would have the mind of Christ, we must have the right mindset. We must have the right attitude about it. And lastly, let's look at the ultimate example of being a servant. You know, if you read through the Bible, you read of Moses. The Lord says, "Moses, my servant." You think of Job when the Lord talked to Satan, "Hey, have you observed my servant, Job?" You know, there's many others and others which the Lord refers to them as his servant. I wonder if the Lord could refer to Maranatha Baptist Church as his servants. Or are we just too busy? Notice in verse 5, "Let this mind," again, there's our mentality. It starts with our mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Notice, in our last point, under the three subpoints, Christ, not other people, made him of no reputation. He made himself of no reputation. Also, he took upon him, or took upon himself, the form of a servant. No, brethren, if we will serve, then we need to start out by abasing ourselves, by humbling ourselves. Notice in John 5:30, it says, "I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which sent me." Christ was submitted and surrendered to the will of his Father. And brethren, if we're going to follow Christ's example, we must make ourselves of no reputation. Realize that we are nothing and that we can do nothing without God. We must realize that we're here to serve Christ. And one way that we serve Christ is by serving our fellow brethren. Luke 22:27, we read, "For whether it's greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth, is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you." This is Christ speaking, "as he that serveth." If Christ would humble himself enough to serve, how much more should we, fallen men, if we would be like Christ? We must serve. Back to our passage of chapter verse 7, "and made himself of no reputation, and took upon him." This is God himself incarnate, all powerful, all knowing, perfect, yet he took the form. How much more should we serve? And lastly, it's not a little He did not put himself above others. Notice. And was made, last part of chapter, verse 7, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Christ humbled himself. God himself, incarnate, humbled himself. And as we look through the Gospels, we see that God himself dedicated his whole life to serving his own creation. How much more should we serve? So how are we doing this evening, brethren? How's our serving? How's our serving to the Lord? How's our serving to our fellow brethren? You know, one way that we do serve the Lord is by serving our fellow brethren. Have you ever come to a pond that's stagnant? How many of you ever seen, I mean, anywhere close to it, it's like, oh, I want to stay away. There's no fish in there, so I'm not interested. You know, it's not fun. And it's, a lot of times it stinks because it's sat there and it's really of no use for anything. You know, brethren, when we're too busy with our agenda, we're like a stagnant pond or a brook. Why? Because there's no inflow of clean water in there. There's no water of the Word coming in. And because we're not pouring ourselves into the lives of others. Therefore, we grow stagnant. And we're of not much use to the Lord. Why? Because we're just not serving. So where are we this evening, brethren? I know that the Lord convicted me that I need to be serving more. I need to know how to be a blessing to my fellow brethren. And I need to be serving the Lord on a daily basis. As we conclude, my question is, what is your life revolving around? Is it revolving around yourself, your agenda? Or is it revolved around serving the Lord and serving others? Are we willing to love God enough to serve Him? You know, our love for God should be what motivates us to serve God. You know, and I close with this statement. If we're not serving the way we should, then we're not loving God the way we should. So, brethren, Christ's ministry centered around serving. How is Maranatha Baptist Church doing in their servanthood?